On the last day of Kinderskog's Orca camp, the kids walk down to North Harbor to a group of divers. Orca stands for Outdoor Recreation Creation Adventure.
Right now, they're going to go into the water and they're going to pull up some stuff for you. So we're going
to
stay as a group.
They stood in a line at the edge of the dock, waiting to see what the two divers would bring up from the ocean floor.
What do you think they're going to bring up first? What
starfish?
What might they find?
I think they're going to bring up a sea shelter.
They brought up starfish, urchins, and sea cucumbers.
Okay, you guys want to reach down and grab them?
I'll just touch them.
I know.
One of the divers, Rhea Urshman, found a sun star, a big hit with the campers.
That's huge!
Katie Holmland co-founded Kinderskog in 2019. She hoped today would give the kids some hands-on experience with animals they hear about in their daily lives.
Our community is built on the seafood industry, and so knowing that their moms and dads are harvesting cucumbers in the fall, and then they get to see one and hold one and understand the muscles inside of it and why it's a valuable resource for us, I think is really important for them.
9-year-old Aria Holmgren said she's seen a lot of these creatures before, but not like this.
It's also really cool to see all these animals. Again, I've seen a lot of them, but like on videos, like the sea cucumbers, I haven't seen them in real life. Like that giant starfish over there, I thought, like I usually think they're just normal size, but that one is really big and it's really cool.
A few feet away, campers learned how to use a remotely operated vehicle, or ROV. It can go underwater and has a camera attached, allowing scientists to explore the ocean without actually having to dive in. Carson Holmland was the first one to take a turn in honor of his 10th birthday that day.
It can go underwater and see what most people haven't seen underwater.
Operating the ROV looks like driving a remote control car. Or, as 9-year-old Taylor Haley said,
it feels like you're gaming, and I'm very good at gaming.
Holmgren was a fan of the ROV, too.
It's really cool that, like, an electronic can actually go underwater without getting broken or anything like that, and you can, like, see stuff underwater. You could see, like, all these different colors. It didn't look like what I would imagine, like, something, like dark and just seaweed everywhere. Like, you know how in movies, like, mermaids and stuff, they have the beautiful coral reef? That's kind of what it kind of looked like to me.
Kelly Wood, a rockfish research biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, taught them how to use the ROV. She uses the same technology when collecting samples in the field.
I think the biggest thing with this is just showing kids real-world skills and learning real science and what we actually do in the field. And Katie got a grant and got the ROV funded, and we actually get to show them real-world science, which has been pretty awesome to do.
Showing the kids real-world science meant demonstrating that they too could work in these fields. Urshman said that was especially important for the girl campers. She hoped seeing three female divers, a female fish and game biologist, and women leading the camp would inspire them.
It's important for girls to get exposed to marine biology, into fisheries, into management, definitely male-dominated positions historically and still currently. So we can show them that girls can do it too.
Michelle Miyake said that message got through to her daughter, Allison. Now that camp is over, Allison is set on becoming a marine biologist.
She came home and was like, I can do this, Mom. I'm so excited that she had some inspiration that was from women. I think it's incredibly inspiring to see other women walk ahead of you and you have footsteps to follow in. I think it's incredible. It just gave her so much more of a spark and so much more inspiration. And I never had that when I was a kid. So I think it's great.
Kinderskog will run two more camps this summer. To join the waitlist, parents can email kinderskogak@gmail.com. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.